Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a decentralized network of microchurches innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the McShane Bible reading plan and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And for today, we read Numbers 31, Psalm 75 and 76, Isaiah 23, and 1 John chapter 1. Now, are you a morning person or a night owl? I remember for the longest, I was a night owl. In my party days even, especially in my 20s, I was the type that wouldn't even leave the house until 10 p.m. and come home maybe around 4. Why? Because those were some of the darkest days of my life. Now, that doesn't mean that all night owls have the same experience that I had, but it does correlate with the fact that evil tends to thrive in darkness. Why? Because darkness is a defining characteristic of evil. Now, in today's reading, we start at chapter 1 of 1 John, and we encounter a passage that brings this truth to light, pun intended. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 says, "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." Now, we would do well to stop and pause anytime God, through his word, explicitly tells us who he is and elements that are central to his nature. God is light. Now, when God during creation said, "Let there be light," it was as though he was speaking a visible manifestation of himself into bringing to break out of the chaos, right? Light pierces darkness and the darkness must flee. But not only that, this verse reminds us that with God, there is no darkness in him. For mankind, we are on a spectrum, however, between darkness and light. 1 Peter 2:9 reminded us that God snatched us from the dark timeline and placed us into God's marvelous light. Today's passage, however, tells us of the exchange, in addition to that, in our relationship and fellowship that we have engaged in and should remain in. So 1 John chapter 1 verse 6 continues and it says, "If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth." There is a clear admonition here to walk it like we talk it, right? We can't say one thing is true about us while we live out another reality. This is one of the most painful things about the brand of Christianity. Too many wear the apparel, they wear the gear, but they aren't really on the team, and thus their actions damage the brand. Do we actually practice the truth and actively choose not to walk in any darkness? You guys, we must realize this is not a game of, "Well, I'm not in total darkness," or, "Well, I'm not in as much darkness as I was, so I'm good," right? No. While progress should be celebrated, right? Where we recognize darkness, however, we must expel it. And just like Martin Luther King told us, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. You guys, so the discovery of our darkness should only lead us closer to God's light, closer to the embrace of the Father, and a submission to his work of driving out our darkness. You guys, carry your darkness into his light and watch what he will do. Not only will he drive it out, but then we get to have a continued fellowship with him and the others that he has called to walk in his light. So as light walkers, let us continue to encourage one another as we see the shadows of the past creep closer and closer. Let us not silently watch a brother or a sister get swallowed up by the dark. We who walk in the light should be bearers and bringers of the light, but also dark blockers, working to keep the family lit. So let us pray for his help in doing just that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your light. We thank you for your love and your mercy that thought about us in our darkness and chose to send Jesus, chose to send a rescuer and pull us out of it. And Lord God, we thank you that you've given us yourself, the light, to walk in, Lord God. So as we walk in your light, Lord, I pray that you would empower us to remain in your light, to expel the darkness, to bring any darkness we see before you and watch you work it on out, Lord God. I pray that you would empower us to do the hard work of speaking truth and love to our brothers and sisters who are being tempted into darkness, Lord God. I pray that you would keep us all safe from it, that you would keep us in your light, Lord God, and you would keep us strongly walking in it as light walkers doing the work of light and not the work of darkness, Lord God. Let us not be complacent with any darkness we recognize. Let us be repulsed by it, knowing that that's what light does. It repulses the dark, Lord God. We thank you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment there. Arman, that's A-R-M-A-N, at unshackled network.org. If you've got prayer requests, subscribe wherever you listen. Rate it on iTunes, for real, because that is a great place where people go to check out whether or not they should listen to a podcast. And then share it. Word of mouth gets the message out there. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.